News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
EU has accused the UK of breaking international law after Boris Johnson's government moved to delay checks on goods entering Northern Ireland from Britain. That's required under the Northern Ireland Protocol. Darren McCaffrey, your news political editor. What's going on here, Darren? Bring us up to speed.
Well, we all remember, Shane, that with the end of the transition period and that new trade deal signed at Christmas at the end of last year, there was this new deal that there were going to be checks involved essentially at the ports in Belfast with goods travelling from Great Britain into Northern Ireland. Now, there was an acceptance at the time because the deal was very late in the day. There was going to be a grace period, almost another transition on top of the transition, where companies weren't going to necessarily have their goods checked as rigorously as they normally would. And even that, even though there was that grace period, there was still this knock-on effect with supermarkets running out of goods, companies not having the right certificates. Now, that was due to come to an end at the start of April. But yesterday, the British government said to try and ease the disruption even further, they're going to extend that grace period until October. Now, in many ways, that sounds entirely acceptable. It was something even the Irish government said probably needed to happen.
Yeah.
The big problem and why people are furious here in Brussels is because Britain did it unilaterally. They did it with their own decision, and Brussels are arguing that this was the wrong thing to do.
And does that suggest, Darren, sorry to cut across you, does that suggest that Boris Johnson was acting politically rather than economically?
Well, in many regards, it's quite difficult because I think privately officials here and indeed in London and probably in Dublin too would accept that there was going to be some sort of extension to this grace period. And so in many regards, I think the business community are quite happy about this because it gives them a little bit more leeway.
Yeah.
Is there a political element to this? I think there is. Is it a coincidence that it's happened just as Lord Frost, David Frost, has taken over the reins in London? Probably not. So there's definitely a political element to it. But Brussels are furious and they are saying that this is the second attempt by the British to break international law, and they may well go to the courts over this.
So will it end up in court, or how do you think this will be resolved?
I'm not entirely sure it will end up in court because I think, as I say, the EU aren't necessarily that objected to the idea of an extension to the grace period, but they clearly are annoyed about the unilateral decision that was taken. And in addition to that, this really, again, questions whether Britain is essentially attached to the Northern Ireland Protocol. Do they really want it to work? Are, you know, the unionist voices in Northern Ireland and some of the voices within their own Conservative Party now weighing so heavily saying you need to get rid of the Northern Ireland Protocol altogether? People here in Brussels are really concerned that actually in the end, the British are trying to find any excuse to ditch this protocol. And if they do, where does that leave us? Well, it leaves us in a hell of a mess. Where, of course, Britain would then have broken international law and the trade deal itself potentially would be in danger. So it's really difficult, serious stuff. It's difficult to know if it's kind of cat and mouse games at this stage or whether it is something more profoundly serious that could get us into trouble. But you know what, Shane? It's a constant reminder, as much as we want to get away from it, Brexit isn't going away at all.
Yes, if we needed another reminder. Darren, we will talk to you again, no doubt about this. Darren McCaffrey, Euro News political editor, thank you indeed for bringing us up to speed there.